Chapter 53 Translator Zia Editor Eli Han Ji asked Du Xian to help in selecting a suitable wife for Xu Mei and Xu Yu. Since the autumn hunt last year, many families had expressed interest in seeking marriage with the young master of the Zhenbian Palace. Han Ji had observed for a while, but with the arrival of the spring festival, the matter was temporarily put aside. Now that spring had arrived, the topic was raised once again. Let's focus on Xu Mei first. Xu Yu is still young, so there's no rush, Han Ji told Du Xian. Xu Mei was 2 years older than Xu Yu, and it was appropriate to prioritize the elder sibling. Du Xian picked up information and portraits of various young ladies from different families and examined them carefully. Passing Han Ji's scrutiny, these young women had no significant flaws in their appearance or physique. They were all exceptional in beauty, and their family backgrounds were respectable. Moreover, Han Ji had already excluded all the young women who wanted Xu Mei and Xu Yu to become secondary consorts. According to Han Ji, even if they were the sons of the Xu family, they should marry as legitimate husbands. While Du Xian reviewed the profiles, he set aside the portraits of those who didn't meet the criteria. Together, they sifted through over 30 portraits and narrowed it down to 6 candidates. Han Ji looked at the 6 portraits in confusion and asked, "Why isn't Miss Wei among them?" Miss Wei from the Wei family? Du Xian hesitated and then retrieved the portrait of Miss Wei from the discarded pile of images. Miss Wei's mother was a deputy minister of the Ministry of War. Although she wasn't the eldest daughter, she held a prominent position. Having passed the imperial examination and possessing both graceful looks and extensive knowledge, she was a candidate that Han Ji found quite satisfactory. However, she already had 2 secondary consorts and an illegitimate son. Subconsciously, Du Xian excluded those with such a crowded courtyard from consideration, especially after he himself married Xu Ting. To take on 2 secondary consorts even before marrying a legitimate husband, and to think of the potential addition of even more concubines after marriage, gave rise to concerns. "Father, I believe Miss Wei and Xu Mei have incompatible personalities, and there may be frequent conflicts after marriage," Du Xian suggested. After some thought, Han Ji returned the portrait of Miss Wei to its place. "You're right, having so many secondary consorts before having a legitimate husband reflects poorly on the Wei family's traditions. It's not suitable for us to establish a marital connection with them." In the end, they selected 6 portraits. Han Ji rolled up the images and handed them to Xiao Mian, instructing, "Deliver these to concubine Yi." "Yes, master," Xiao Mian responded and left with the 6 portraits. In the courtyard of concubine Yi, he had been carefully studying the 6 portraits, flipping them over multiple times, attempting to select the most suitable candidate. At this moment, Xu Mei and Xu Yu just returned from playing outside. Concubine Yi beckoned to them, saying, "Xu Mei, Xu Yu, come over here." Approaching, Xu Mei and Xu Yu noticed the portraits in concubine Yi's hands. Instantly, a sense of joy washed over them, and their faces turned red. They obediently sat down nearby. Even the usually lively Xu Mei found himself at a loss for words. "Father," the two of them whispered softly. Concubine Yi affectionately patted the heads of Xu Mei and Xu Yu, remarking, "In the blink of an eye, you two have grown up, and it's almost time for you to marry. Father, Mei and I still want to stay with you for a few more years." Xu Yu playfully protested. Concubine Yi chuckled, "That won't do, or you'll become old bachelors. These are the profiles of the official's daughters sent by the Lord Han. He has already looked through them, and they're all quite good. However, you should take a look, especially you, Mei. You is still young, so there's no rush," concubine Yi advised. Xu Yu obediently nodded. "It's okay if you don't find anyone you like here. If you're not satisfied with these options, you can ask Lord Han to consider more candidates." Although he said this, Xu Mei understood that this initial batch of candidates brought over were likely the best ones. If they couldn't find any one among them, the additional options would likely be the leftovers. "I think Miss Zhao is a good option." Concubine Yi handed Xu Mei the portrait of Miss Zhao. Miss Zhao was indeed attractive, a fair-skinned scholar. Her mother was a magistrate named Zhao, 2 years older than Xu Mei. She had passed the imperial examination for scholars last year and had a promising future ahead. Most importantly, she was dedicated to her studies and hadn't taken any secondary consorts. Hearing concubine Yi's words about Miss Zhao not having any secondary consorts, Xu Mei's heart inclined towards her. He took the portrait and examined it. While her appearance was refined, She lacked the commanding presence of his elder sister, Xu Ting, leaving Xu Mei somewhat disappointed. However, after comparing Miss Zhao with the other five candidates, Xu Mei ultimately leaned towards her. "Father, Miss Zhao seems really good," Xu Mei shyly expressed. Concubine Yi also smiled, using a red silk ribbon to wrap up the portrait of Miss Zhao as a marker. "And what about you, Yu? Is there any young lady you admire? Although we're not in a rush for your marriage, it's good to secure a good family early on," Concubine Yi inquired. Xu Yu shook his head, and Concubine Yi acknowledged this response. He didn't continue pressing the topic, knowing that Xu Yu was only 15 years old and there was no hurry. Concubine Yi rolled up all the portraits, tied them together, and planned to personally deliver them back to Han Ji later. Once Concubine Yi had made his choice, Han Ji shared the information with the Zhao family, and the two sides began to establish contact. As spring returned to the land and all things revived, the Qingming festival arrived. During Qingming, the peach blossoms were also in full bloom, willow branches sprouted tender green shoots, and the weather grew warmer. The heavy fur coats could be shed, and people enjoyed going out for spring outings at this time. Qingming, also known as the Cold Food Festival, involved refraining from using fire. In the morning, Du Xian only ate some cold pastries, then took Xu Mei and Xu Yu out of the city to the outskirts for a spring outing. Not far from the capital, there was a beautiful small mountain called Peng Mountain. The mountain was adorned with peach and plum trees, their blossoms in shades of pink and white, creating a delightful scene. A small stream meandered from the foot of Peng Mountain, with a bridge spanning it. Along the sides of the stream stood many willow trees, making it an ideal spot for a spring outing. Xu Mei and Miss Zhao had been tentatively matched, but they hadn't met in person yet. The Lord of Zhenbian Palace had conveyed his intention, and during this spring outing, Han Ji and the head of the Zhao family planned to arrange a meeting between the two. "Master, I'm going out," Du Xian informed. Dr. He Jushin didn't bother looking at him, reclining comfortably on a rocking chair. Go ahead. Come back soon. Today's lessons haven't been completed yet." After curing Second Princess Yan Yunshin, He Jushin requested to resign from her duties to the Empress. The Empress tried every possible means to keep her, but He Jushin had no choice but to leave. However, in reality, she only made a show of leaving the city and then returned to Zhenbian Palace. She was old and the fact that she had taken on a young disciple, of course, she wanted her disciple to provide for her, staying in the bustling and prosperous capital city to enjoy her retirement. Thus, the Qingfeng courtyard gained a few more bamboo plaques for drying herbs, often emanating the bitter scent of medicines. Gradually, Du Xian also acquired this tranquil scent. Princesses Yan Yunshin and Yan Yunshu had clashed several times. Both sought to win over Xu Ting's favor, especially Fourth Princess Yan Yunshu. Originally, when the Second Princess was still the Crown Princess, she had no contact with Xu Ting at all. But now, she began frequent interactions with Xu Ting. However, the Fourth Princess was much more difficult to deal with than the former Crown Princess. After tiring interactions with the Princess, every time Xu Ting returned to the Qingfeng courtyard, the scent on Du Xian's body provided her with much relief. The coachman flicked the reins, and the carriage creaked as it rolled out. After passing through the West City Gate and traveling a bit further, they arrived at Ti Peng Mountain. By this time, numerous carriages were already parked on both sides of the official road. Blossoms of peach and plum trees adorned the landscape, with peach blossoms in vibrant colors and white plum blossoms. Beneath the blooming trees were many officials' children, some walking while singing, others running as they flew kites. They stopped the carriage by the side of the road and walked over. Arriving at the agreed meeting point, the Lord of the Zhao family and Miss Zhao were waiting in a pavilion by the bridge. Adjacent to the pavilion were peach trees in full bloom. Du Xian led Xu Mei and Xu Yu over. Xu Mei was dressed very enchantingly today, and Du Xian had specially given him a new set of jewelry. On the other hand, Xu Yu appeared even younger, full of childlike innocence. It was clear at a glance who the main focus was on today. "Greetings to the Zhao family's lord, please pardon our impoliteness," Du Xian greeted. The Zhao family's lord smiled warmly, his gaze immediately fixed on Xu Mei, while beside him stood Miss Zhao, dressed in a white silk outfit. Miss Zhao's face blushed slightly, but she maintained a graceful demeanor, only stealing a glance at Xu Mei before looking away. However, Shu Mei's charm, with his delicate appearance and graceful figure, had already left an impression in Miss Zhao's heart. The Zhao family's lord could tell at a glance that his daughter was satisfied with the young master from the Shu family. As a result, he looked at Shu Mei with even greater satisfaction. "The scenery is so beautiful here. How about I show young master Shu around?" Zhao Rong suggested. Du Xian readily agreed, and Zhao Rong politely invited Shu Mei to accompany her. Blushing, Shu Mei agreed, and the two walked side by side out of the pavilion, followed by their attendants and servants. At that moment, Du Xian heard a voice filled with surprise, "Brother Xian." To his astonishment, it was He Rongrei and Lu Qiqi. "Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi. https://ko-fi.com/dragontia.